Okay, here we go. Here we go. Hello, everyone. This is Adam Meister, the Bitcoin Meister, the Disrupt Meister. Welcome to the One Bitcoin Show. Today is February the 8th. 2021. Strong hand, long-term thinking. Bitcoin is the next Bitcoin. Don't FOMO on altcoin. 1 second closer to an all-time high. We always return to an all-time high. Apex predator. Did you guys know that a dog is not an apex predator? A Bitcoin is an apex predator. Pound that like button. Okay, so Andy Hoffman contacts me. He's like, let's do a show. I was like, yeah, let's just do a show. Let's just do a show. I think there's a lot to talk about today, to say the least. So, Andy, welcome to the show. I woke up this morning. I stayed up really late last night. I was going to take a shower. Then I didn't take a shower. I still need to shave. And I said, what's going on here? Something must have happened. Why the price surge? It was like 39.9 when I went to sleep. Now it's in the 42, 3, whatever. And then quickly, someone had emailed me about Musk. This was a day we've been waiting for a while. I think people that are familiar with finance and the way, you know, going back to the Michael Saylor moment in August and September, that these corporate treasuries were going to be buying, we knew something like this would happen one day. A lot of people have been poking at Elon lately, saying, oh, you're a Doge shill. Why aren't you talking about Bitcoin? You, on your feed, linked to below, Andy Hoffman, follow him on Twitter. He said, you know, Elon Musk sent the dude to Michael Saylor's event. You know, look at action, not words. Elon Musk is a very busy man. When he's tweeting about Dogecoin, it's a joke. I mean, he's like, you know, he's doing some rocket ship stuff, and then he tweets about Dogecoin. Then he's not thinking about it. But behind the scenes, now we see, I mean, what is it, 60,000 Bitcoin he bought? I don't even know. $1.5 billion. Dudes, young people out there, there's a big difference between a dude spending $1.5 billion and tweeting about a dog. I mean, there's a lot of people don't get it yet. So the people that are holding on to that dog, you think long and hard about that. You don't FOMO on altcoins. Andy, take it away.
Yeah, he only got 46,000 Bitcoin for his billion and a half. Michael Saylor got 70,000 for much less money than that. And the next guy that announces it, it's gonna be paying a lot more for a lot less. But I was just thinking about, you know, you always say one day closer to a $1 trillion market cap. And now you said 1 second closer to an all-time high. Well, we could be 1 second close away from a $1 trillion market cap because the way things are going. And look, we all know the whole scarcity story, but we haven't been in the situation yet where the whole world recognizes it at once. And in a world of money printing and memes, and frankly, Elon Musk being probably the most widely watched financial person in the entire world, I can't see it as I've been tweeting it for some time, but certainly today, how anyone would be selling anything near these prices. So I think you're going to see exchanges rapidly dry up. And the next thing you know, we'll be over our $1 trillion market cap. And if it happens in the next day or two, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Because look, gold is $10 trillion. We are going to pass gold very quickly. And I frankly think we're going to pass it this year.
All right. And you know what? It's funny. You know, we celebrated when Bitcoin was worth more than an ounce of gold. Remember, that was like in 2017. Do you guys know that this space has progressed so much? Like, isn't one Ethereum worth more than an ounce of gold now or something?
Like, yeah, that's the gold Ethereum flipping. It's probably going to happen very soon. It doesn't matter if Ethereum's even doing well because of all the zillions of dollars and euros and yen that are heading into crypto. And as we know, there's going to be plenty of diversification for the sake of diversification. And of course, there are people that believe in Ethereum. So yeah, I expect Ethereum will blow through the price of gold very quickly. It doesn't even matter whether it's successful or not. I think Polkadot and Cardano could blow through the price of gold.
I can't believe you mentioned those things.
Well, you know, I mentioned it.
I never heard the word Polkadot from Andy's mouth. Not that like, but
I'm saying it because people are buying it because they realize that Ethereum has scaling issues. And there's so much money flooding into capital, like, all right, we got to have all these platforms. You'll just buy them all. It doesn't matter if they work or not. So, yeah, this is the beginning of the digital age. This is the birth of an asset class right now. You can mark Elon Musk's announcement. And again, I've been saying for some time, the 10Ks That's the annual reports that public companies file. I've been writing for weeks. They start to come around in early February and go through the end of March. And sure enough, Tesla, which, by the way, this is a very early disclosure for a big company. They usually, the end of year, you don't see most of them until the end of February and all through March. That's where it was in the 10K. So you're going to see, don't be surprised if you see Oracle and Apple and all these other companies in the next 6 weeks have their 10Ks out. And what do you know? They bought Bitcoin.
You know, you tweeted about that earlier today before. Like, we had the early day surge. Now we're having a late surge. And there's definitely psychology in here. It feels like the momentum is going toward that magical round number of 50,000. And then after that, indeed, the Tapiero line, the new Andy Hoffman line, freaking yeah. $1 trillion, baby,
yeah.
whatever.
50,000. 50,000 is not the number. It's 55,000 or 54. That's a trillion. And that's what every single money manager on the planet is staring at right now, because they all know it's going to go there. And when everyone knows it's going to go there, guess what? It's going to go there very soon.
Yeah, those reports that they have to make, it will be revealing. I mean, there are going to probably be some companies we didn't expect. They're going to say, yeah, we already bought it or something. I mean, and that's just going to add to the momentum. You actually retweeted something from Zero Hedge. Now, I don't believe a word Zero Hedge ever has to say, but this is interesting. Is Apple about to announce a $5 billion Bitcoin purchase? They're the most valuable company on earth. And then you said Kaiser said something about Oracle, maybe. These are all rumors. But
yeah, I mean, Larry Ellison's worth like $20 billion or something personally. And, you know, any of these tech guys, Larry Ellison's right up there with Elon Musk in the tech department on a personal basis. And, oh, yeah, he has a massive tech company with a massive treasury. But again, the reason that Tesla doesn't announce this like Michael Saylor does, because for Tesla, which they only bought about 8% of their cash they put in, which is huge. It's not 1%. It's still not that much because they have $20 billion of cash. Just like if Apple bought $5 billion, that would be, what, 5% of their money? They're not going to make an announcement. First of all, they're in the process
less
of buying
5%.
It.
It's less
yeah,
than
yeah.
5%.
Yeah, they're not going to make it. First of all, you don't want to tell people when you're trying to buy it. And second of all, it's not material enough for a press release for a company like Apple. And that's why they're all going to put it in the 10Ks. And you're going to see it with institutions also that are not necessarily public companies. They'll figure out ways to get it out there, because they want to be cool, because they want to draw capital, all different reasons to disclose it. And of course, there'll be governments for various reasons that will be announcing. We already know that whether directly or indirectly, Iran, Venezuela, Kazakhstan, they've already started to announce what they're doing. And soon you'll see a big country who's worried about the fiat currency system collapsing will announce that they are a big player. I said it years ago. I always thought Japan would be that player, because they're just tech savvy, and they've realized for longer than anyone, they have a lot of savings, how bad the fiat system is. So don't be surprised if you see these things.
You know, if it's Japan, it's immediately the equivalent of Elon Musk making the announcement. Okay.
No,
I mean, in terms of countries, in terms of countries. I think it'll be a MicroStrategy type of country, like Cameroon or something. I don't know. It won't be if the guys. Hey, wait! You might hear us now. Come on. Actually, I think we are. But hang on. Let me see. Oh God, I'm sorry if people are seeing this right now. We will be fully operational in a second. All right. We're live. All right. Well, no, why is it? All right, we're back. Wait. Okay. They said we're back, but it's given me. Why is it saying no data though? All right, Andy, take it away. What you were saying about Japan. All right, we're good to go, Andy. Oh, you disappeared. Andy disappeared. Hang on. He's okay. So here's another issue. I want to say thank you. Thank you to the great. We got questions here. Crypto Doc sends $50. Pound that like button for your brother, Crypto Doc. your brother, it's his yahrzeit, and you lit the candle for him. So we're thinking of your brother. Thank you for the $50. And I want to say, you know, we're talking about family members, and, you know, sad things can happen in your family. Sad things happened in my family. My father passed away, and, you know, sad things can happen in your family. Sad things happened. As I was saying, with life in general, I have good news, and I wanted to share the good news that my brother is expecting a baby girl in August. And so that was a shock to everyone. But you saw my brother recently on the show. So my family's very happy about that. And, you know, you go through good times, you go through bad times in life. So, and the baby will be named after my father. It's just going back and forth between excellent connection and no connection. And that is very strange. I've not been through a situation like this before with this software. Okay, so let's see how long this lasts. How long will you be in Miami? I will be in Miami until March the 24th. Good question. Pound me until March the 24th. Good question. Pound that like button, people.
Starting in the middle, we've already said for half an hour.
Well, we talked about the Japan thing.
Okay, yes. Look, what I was saying was that Bitcoin is game theory, but so is fiat currency. And the reason that the central banks and their henchmen banks have all colluded to prop up the system and hold down gold, for instance, was because it was in their best interest. But now the same game theory is playing against them because Bitcoin has woken up the world to the fact